to my four wild ones, happiest in gardens and parks and forests, Lila, Oliver, Ezra, and Reuben. Elizabeth Partridge. Nobody could get Frederick Law Olmsted to sit still. He thought memorizing obscure facts and learning ancient languages was boring. He fiddled and squirmed and stared out the window, longing to be outside. After school, Fred raced through town. He visited his father's dry goods store and checked in on the blacksmith and carriage maker. There was always plenty going on in Fred's town of Hartford, Connecticut. Like the rest of America in the 1830s, it was growing fast. Immigrants arrived every day by wagon and riverboat. Nearby factories turned out clocks and glass bottles, and power looms clattered in the cotton mills. The rush and clamor of town soon wore Fred out. He headed for the nearby woods. He waded through streams, climbed trees, and threw himself down in sweet-smelling meadows to rest. Out in the woods, he felt calm and free. As soon as Fred turned 15, he went to work as a surveyor's apprentice. He tramped over hills and around lakes,